Good. Hey, are we on? All right, guys, wonderful. Let me call this meeting to order. Wanted to make a couple opening comments, certainly for everyone here. We're spread out, like, I can't even see you guys. You're so far away. I've got a window open. The room is sanitized before we got here. It'll be sanitized after we leave tonight, before anybody else occupies, given the sort of increased concerns. And with that, as always, I think I got everybody for a quorum. Let me just double check. Chris, can you hear me? Chris Martin, thumbs up.
I hear you.
All right, Greg Verity. Okay, yeah, I know. I'm far away. Katie, you there? Thumbs up, Katie. All right, and Jim B. Jim?
I'm here, yeah.
Roger that, cool. All right, and we've got Hans, Leslie, Kevin, and Reggie in the room. Obviously, Pat and Bob are here as well. So with that said, guys, we do have a quorum. Let me call the meeting to order. As always, we begin with a moment of silence. Thank you. This is the special board meeting on 9 December. Our primary objective is to talk about the governor's recommendation on whether we go to complete 100% online or remain in hybrid, which where we are. However, I am going to cover all the other items we have in our usual board meeting, so this will take the place, guys. This will take the place of our regularly scheduled board meeting next week. So do I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Wonderful. Any discussion, additions to the agenda as presented? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Yep, thank you, guys. Pass, got it. Very well. Let's go to the minutes. And under the secretary's report, 17 November. Guys, that also was sent out. Do I have any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented? Jim, are we okay?
I'm good.
Good. All right, wonderful. Give you just a few more moments to take a look at the minutes as presented. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes as presented? I got a motion. Do I have a second? Reg?
Second.
Got a second. Discussion? Seeing none. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thanks. Abstentions? Noes? Thank you. All right, guys. We are now in the public comment period. I did not have anyone indicate to me that they were going to speak, but I understand we've got a number of folks on the Zoom, and I will now defer to Pat, and he's going to have to tell me if anybody's raising a hand or wants to address the board on Zoom from the public and or our faculty. Okay. You don't have to. I'm asking. There's nobody in the room for public comment, so we are closed on public comment. All right, Jimmy, to you, sir, on the WSFS account.
$75 I did the meeting tonight with the
00 coming up on the 7th of November as opposed to 10-1-20. So that leaves at the end of the month 231-78-77 22 accounts, 588-774 and 25-65-191-73. The obviously the check in this account did not get cashed, so that's still the reconciling item. And then behind the attachments are number one, bank statement for the board savings account, the bank statement for the board checking account, a few savings, the few money market accounts from the escrow, and the current activity from both the savings account and the checking account.
Super. And Jim, it looks like USDA is doing the draw, and there don't seem to be any issues there at all.
No issues with the state pulling the money at this point in time. They've gone in regularly and pulled it out. I have not heard anything from my list of contacts saying there's any issues.
All right, wonderful. All right, guys, do I have any questions on the treasurer's report? I've seen none in the room, on the web. You guys are good. Oh, did Len show up? Len G? On the web or on the Zoom? Okay. All right, cool.
Yes, ma'am. Are we going to talk about the Christina School District settlement revenue now, or I see it's in Pat's report. Do you want me to wait?
Yeah, Pat's report, if you would. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Cool. All right, any other comments, questions on the WSFS report? Not seeing none in the room. A Zoom, board. All right, cool. Hans, do I have a motion to accept the report?
Motion made to accept the treasurer's report.
Wonderful. Do I have a second?
Second.
Great. Jim, thank you. And any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, pass. Thank you. Okay. We are now to you, Pat, and the finance report. And guys, again, this is the... So these are the three sheets that Pat had sent out a little earlier. They're either on your screen or they're up here. Okay. Pat, to you, sir.
Okay. So looking at the narrative, of course, yep, we're 42% of the way through the year, fiscal year 21, by about 12 months. Of course, revenue hasn't changed much from last time. We did the appropriations, state appropriations, we did go up $1,000. It was $4,028,000 last time, it's $29,000 now. Local funds from the school district stays the same. And of course, the CDS settlement funds, reason I added in there, that did hit, it's in there, $16,000, and we are still short. That total is about $20,000 for the year. So again, that's to be used towards technology.
All right, so the total is supposed to be $20,000?
Yes, correct. We have until, usually comes in by the end of the year.
All right. Hey, Verity, was this your question?
Yeah, I guess, so I kind of know higher level in terms of how this settlement impacts all charter schools, but Pat, is this a one-time deal, or is this something that we get annually, and for how long?
I do not know how long. I know this is the third year we've got it.
Yeah, it is at least, I remember talking about this last year, for sure. So, Barry, is it supposed to go on for multiple years? I guess because the settlement's so big, they're on a payment plan with the schools. Is that what's going on?
Yes.
Yeah. And when I was involved with it, Scott, it was very much making our case and working with the attorneys to
right,
kind of craft our argument. And obviously, I knew we settled. I didn't get into what the specifics were. But clearly, it's a payment plan. Like I did expect that number to be much higher if it was a one-year payout.
Yeah.
Right. It's been 20,000 every year.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Pat, if you would, sir.
Is there anything else for revenues to say beside that number? Expenditures, of course, were much lower than we were last month. As you can see, transportation and student travel, that is our activity buses, any athletic trips I threw in there. So total transportation, $66,000 out of a total expenditure of $110,000. Just to let you know how much transportation costs. So other things, supplies, $5,000 for student support, instructional supplies, building and grounds, $4,000, utilities insurance, $3,000, IT professional services and hardware, $9,248, instructional related services, of course, $4,125, food only $4,000, and of course, because we did a lot for the open house, our advertising and postage was up $10,000.
And I know we've got, Pat, on open house stuff, I know we've got some more coming.
Pardon me.
And do you anticipate on the open house, is that number going up a little bit more by the end of the year, probably another
it's
five?
Not,
or?
Because we purchased.
Oh, we did?
We purchased, I think, 250 units of everything.
Okay.
And don't forget, that includes the $5,000 for the video that's being made with the school.
That includes that?
Okay. Yes, and that includes our mailer that we sent out.
Yep.
And all the printing that we've done. So that's why it seems high.
Are yep. we going to wait on doing more mailers? Or what, when we make enough?
Wait and see.
Yeah.
What's the story with the video guys? And not only the video guys, the guys who were here when we did our, is it the graduation I'm thinking of?
I haven't forgotten, Scott.
Okay. Clearly, I haven't either. All right, cool. All right, federal and then outlook.
Federal's pretty much the same. Thanks to Stacy, we're now an additional 34,227. I joked with Stacy, she got additional money to use. She put in a grant. She did mention that at the last meeting. And, of course, it, she smiles. She's happy. I look at it as more paperwork. There's more things to get for the teachers, which is, of course, the most important thing. We'll do the paperwork then. So the total amount is $404,000. Of course, federal revenues are recognized when they come income. And a lot of that's happening this month. December, so you'll see some of that coming out, especially with the CARES Act money.
Mm-hmm.
We did apply a lot to what we purchased in the beginning of the year that came out of there. So that's gonna come way down. So
right. So the CARE, as I understand it, most of the CARES Act money for us is already gone, right? I think we've spent most of that on the PPE and all that sort of stuff.
Well, we continue by the.
I know we do.
We still have some left over.
Okay. All right.
We're going to keep expending it. The next thing that we're going to put in there for is the substitute cost is really starting to rise on us.
Yep.
Yes, so. But I can talk about that later on. We'll talk about the other things. So. But again, revenues, we're looking good. I mean, our financials, we're looking good. We're on track.
Yep, super. All right, wonderful. Any questions on that? The web report is before you. I guess maybe before we do that, let me go to CBOC. And as you guys know, we met 19 November. It was a deeper dive into the budget. You're seeing some of the reflections that we looked at and talked about there. Quite frankly, based on kind of where we are, guys, we should stay in this kind of pattern of spending and saving in the sense of operational costs. The winter, it's always something I'm concerned about is about whether the winter is going to be very aggressive, So far, we've not had big energy costs coming our way, but you know, all it takes is about 3 weeks of snow and below freezing, and we're burning natural gas like it's going out of style. But so far, we are tracking as we should. And by the way, Hans, I think I did mention that he joined us. And I can't go on out of here. I forgot his name. Dave?
Don.
Don. Mm-hmm. That's it. Don joined us and was at the first meeting, and we didn't scare him away, so I think he'll be back for our next CBOC in January. So with that, that's your report on CBOC and all that, and finance report. May I have a motion to, here's the web report as always, you guys know which one it is. So I have a motion to accept the web report.
Motion.
I got a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, guys on Zoom, any discussion?
No.
No, okay, cool. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, got it. Any opposed, abstentions? Seeing none, wonderful, passed, thank you. Okay. All right, let me move that paperwork up here. All right, guys, we are to the Commandant's report. Pat, you want to talk about the open house and then go to the hybrid? Whatever you want to do, my friend.
So, yeah, I'll start out with enrollment. Right now, we have, as of today, 103 families that have applied for next year. That is 29 more than we had at this point last year. So, you know, tracking good. We had the open house on December 5th, and it went very well. We only had two no-shows. One thought it was virtual, and the second because the governor came out with his
recommendations
on Thursday. They thought everything was shut down, and even though I emailed them all on Friday, let them know we're still going. So, again, everybody did a great job doing the COVID questionnaire and everything. So, it went very well. Started out with Scott and I in the media center, went to Stacy Clark in the chow hall going over, and then ended up with Colonel Wallace over in Morrell. So, and it moved just as we submitted to our plan from DPH. The first group was out.
Yep.
And gone before the third group arrived. And again, so we have our plan approved, and we're going to go ahead looking forward to the next one, which was January 9th.
Yep, January 9th. Again, for board members, feel free to join me at those. Hats off, Pat, to you, Colonel Wallace, and truly the leadership team, Stacy, for, I thought it moves smoothly. It really did flow, guys. Folks weren't stepping on top of each other. And I think it was allowed them really to get to see the buildings. We moved them in pods, spread them out. It worked really well. And I'm glad we did it. And I thought, again, it went well. And it was comparable to the one before, which I thought also went very well from 1 to, we did that, 1 to 5 that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I thought good stuff on all that. All right, my friend, very well. Any additions or comments on that? Okay. So main reason we're here, the big issue is a discussion about our next steps.
Can I ask one question?
Yes, please.
Pat, is there any way I can just virtually join in on that briefing on 11 December? Just to listen in.
The mail account?
Yeah.
As soon as we get the link on, so I can send you that.
Okay, great.
It's just going to be a link that's sent to Tedford Weiss, and he's going to share with all the cadets.
Yeah, I'd like to just listen in. And what do you know the time on that?
9:00.
9:00. 0900. Got it. Thank you.
Well, and that goes to thank you, Hans. Colonel, is there anything else you want to cover on the Commandant's report?
No, sir. Just that.
Yeah, I'm just interested in that Naval Academy piece, and that's part of our communication team work, so I just want to sit in on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. Pat, I don't think there's anything else under your Commandant's report that you want to
discuss? Is there?
Ms. Clark, did you say something?
Are you able to move your computer, I don't know if you're on that same one, a little closer, like in the middle, because we can't hear half the... We can hear you and Colonel.
Can you hear me?
Not real well.
Oh, all right. Buggers. I will speak up. Can I speak up? Will that work?
That helps, yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. I'm going to be hoarse after. All right. I will do better to speak up and allow you guys to hear what I'm saying. How's that, Stacy?
Much better. Feels like being a teacher.
Yes, ma'am. Got it. Just project. Yep. Get it out there.
Stacy, do you want to talk about the donor's choice?
Oh, I can't, yeah, before you go into that.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I did. So I did put it in there, and I skipped a comment in the second below, so I apologize for the grammar error. But two teachers were recently funded, and Pat reminded me, I think that Barry had mentioned this at the last board meeting about the CARES Act money from Newcastle County. They had, they gave out money. If you did a donor's choose, not a grant, I don't really know what you call it, but you put it out there and people donate money. And Newcastle County met half of that. So if you got $500, they gave $500. So two of our teachers did do that. The total is about just over $2,400, almost $2,500. One happens to be on here, Jamie Weatherby, and the other one was Katie Kubota. So they wrote things for flexible seating and technology worth about $2,500. So kudos for all of them.
Cool.
I just
want
to point that out. So, and then the state
assessment,
you can see on there if you want to.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep rolling.
So we'll still be doing it.
Okay. Stacy, anything else on the state assessments that you wanted to say?
No, you can't do them remotely because it's not... not reliable or valid.
Yep.
So we'll be doing them in person. I have no idea how that will impact us when it comes to March. So it'll be interesting.
Okay. Super.
Yeah. That's it.
Wonderful. All right. So we've done our Commandant's report. Narrative, we've done web report proof that. We are now to the hybrid model of discussion. So let me open up with just a couple of opening statements. First and foremost, right, there is no question that we as a school need to continue to look at how we operate, how we continue to move forward, while also, of course, taking care of staff, protecting our cadets, making sure that we're doing everything we're doing and that is appropriate to keep in the machine, if you will, running smoothly. Now, guys, there's no question where I am in this debate. And I'll just put it out there. We need to have our kids in the classroom. We need to have them here as fast as we can get them in the manner that is suitable and recognizes the dynamic environment we're operating in. I remain convinced still that this is going to be a very difficult year for our cadets. The learning, we're doing great stuff online, but we all, I think, recognize it is a terrible substitute for our great teachers and the classroom environment. And so certainly, I don't think that's a question from anybody about kind of where my head is and where we are as it relates to this discussion. But I think we're going to be able to move forward. I think we're going to be able to do this. Pat, it looks like we've got a couple of discussion points or a couple of plans maybe in front of us that the board is going to talk about. And with that said, I don't know if anyone else has any opening comments here in the room. Seeing none on Zoom, I'll certainly entertain an opening comment from any board members if they wish.
Doc, is
Patrick, was something set up? Because I do not see anything. I've seen the narrative, I've seen Conrad's report, and I've seen the web report. I don't have anything else.
Okay.
No, I was going to talk about it, Jim.
Yeah, I just got it. So we're all going to be sort of in the same boat as it relates to the discussion points that are before us. So I think with that, to you, Commandant.
Okay, as you know, on December 3rd, Governor Carney came out with this announcement. Please keep in mind that we've been open since August 27th, and we have two direct cases, actually one. And so, you know, and I'm thinking, and I understand the point, but the thing about it is we asked our staff and our teachers to buy into everything we're doing. There's a lot of fear and anxiety out there. There still is. And, you know, the staff kind of, they bought into it, they endured it, and, you know, when you look at it, you know, there's a lot of talk out there in other schools, and they're saying, oh, teachers are going to call out sick, they're going to do this and that. Ours did not do that. Our attendance has been very good. So, you know, and, you know, look at our staff, you know, there is that anxiety, but, you know, they pushed through, and they came into school, and they did their job, and then I honestly, and I'll say it here, I think Governor Carney's message undercut us because we're doing our thing, and what happened is he created a mindset now that, and then all of a sudden it was like dominoes, and all the other schools started boom, 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 closing down, and then of course it comes to a point that, you know. All right, if you don't, then everybody else does, then it's on you. And anyways, enough said on that. That's more opinion. The point I'm trying to make is this. One, our staff has been doing a wonderful job. They've been working very hard, and we've asked them, we've been changing things as we go because, you know, we've never done this before, so we're learning as we go, so that's what happens. So when it first came up, we started thinking, you know, our cadets have always had the opportunity to choose. Our parents have had the opportunity to choose. Our teaching staff has not. Our staff members have not. So we devised a plan. So we have two plans. What we're doing now and what I'm talking about is we devised a plan where it's choice for our staff too. The rest will be working from home. And that's where we're at. But before I'm getting into any details, does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, man. So let me clarify. You're going to present two sort of scenarios. The first scenario is continue to do what we're doing.
Correct.
And we're going to continue to do that. Now, if I remember correctly, the governor suggested, I guess, what he calls a pause between the 14th and then into 11 January. I'm looking, yeah. I got those dates right. Okay. So certainly then our first option, guys, which we will discuss, and probably doesn't need any discussion, pardon me. Our first option is continue to do what we're doing, continue to move through the schedule into Christmas vacation, and then when we return. And Pat, real quick, when do we return? What day? 5, 6, something like that? January?
4th.
4. All right, so we return for January. So hold that in your minds because I've got an idea. In fact, when I was talking to Barry earlier, an idea about how to talk about the 4th. So at any rate, first plan, stay as we are. Don't know if we need much discussion. We just continue to move forward. Second plan, Pat, you're going to talk about now. Is that correct?
I am.
Okay.
All right, just give me a second. We got to find a way so I don't have to do all this stuff. I can't handle it.
Yeah. What are you trying to...
I don't know how our teachers do it.
What are you trying to do? Share a screen or something?
I'm just trying to... I don't know. I can't get it.
drives didn't come up. Okay, I'm not going to troubleshoot it now. Okay, so we have our regular hybrid plan. That's what we're doing right now. Okay, so what we did is we sent out a survey to teachers. We have 14 that are staff members. I say teachers, I should say staff members, because we include everybody at the school. 14 want to stay home. 10 are others. 14 will come to work, or come to school.